Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour, everyone, where our focus is always healing. I'm so blessed to be here with Charlene Stringfield and myself today, and we're here on a Saturday morning, and we're trying a new time and a new venue, as well as the 6:31 that we will be doing on the evening time. So Charlene and I are both spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators, and all of the healings that you will be receiving today are divine based, and we are facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. These healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. Now, during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy, and this energy awakens the enlightenment process, and also I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki energy at its highest form through vibration. And then Charlene will facilitate a major house healing. And after the major house healing, we will go straight to the phone lines and then to the chat room, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. And if you are on the switchboard, on your phone, online, and would like to be brought in for a message, please remember to press 1 on your keyboard. And if you're in the chat room, just type your first name in, and I will put you on my list. Charlene? We're going to take a one-minute break. We are having a little technical difficulty with Charlene's end of her mic. So if you will give us 1 minute, just take a few deep breaths, we'll be right back with you. Okay, we're back on, folks. Would you please, if you're in the chat room, let us know if you hear me. My headset is not working, and you know, Gene, thanks for taking over with that. We're not, you know, we usually everything's working, but sometimes, you know, we're in Mercury and retrograde, technical issues happen. So anyway, if you can hear us well, please, if you're in the chat room, let us know that you can hear me good. Okay, Gene says we're a go. All right, well, welcome, friends. It's great to be back on the air. Today is Earth Day, and this is something new. You know, we wanted to mix it up a little bit and try a Saturday morning and see if there was maybe some people that were missing us during the week that could catch us on Saturdays. But we wanted to do this show, and as you know, you can always go back in the archives and listen to this show. It's just as powerful. So I always start with asking everybody to set up a proxy list before we do this healing. And I will start with a prayer. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon the New Way Power Hour and all of our listeners and bless us all with personal power, peace and clarity, peace, love, happiness and joy, harmony and balance. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, we ask that this healing that everybody receives here is that everyone integrate it with grace and ease and comfortability. I ask God, Goddess, Creator of all, I'm putting in a divine miracle healing request. Whatever each person is seeking in their life, whether it be physical, mental, or emotional, in any way, I ask that it be granted. Thank you for this opportunity to serve you more and better and to do this show. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. Amen. All right, I will begin with a healing. In the name of the light, New Way Healers, will you please come down and give us all a New Way healing. And the New Way healers are a group of guardian angels and ascended masters. Jesus is the head of this team, and they will be removing 500,000 layers off of everyone today. And they will be clearing your chakras, which your auric field, your entire spiritual anatomy, which is your chakras and your auric field. And your life path, they'll also be clearing your guide team, anything that is creating any kind of chaos or inner turmoil, inner conflict will be cleared. So I'm just asking for the New Way healers to begin clearing. Please clear everybody's relationship space, their career space. Mother God, would you please take everybody apart and clear them and give them a healing of your nature and give everybody a brand new set of chakras, a brand new processor, a brand new power source. Mother God, would you please bring in everybody's soul chart and clear it. Please readjust their phylum list to where they are at the top of their phylum list. That means the phylum list on our soul chart is how you prioritize your life and you in your life. And ultimately, the way it should look is you should be at the very top of your list, only second to God, and then prioritize it accordingly with career, family, friends, that sort of thing. And Mother God is prioritizing it that will be for your highest good. And High Self, please connect with the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour. Please apply every healing that there is. Please open up all minds, energy minds that there are, including the unconscious mind and the subconscious mind. Clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords. Clear and remove all energies that's just not theirs. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's head, clear, balance, and harmonize their left and right hemispheres of their brain, apply a spiritual healing and a Star of David. Please apply a cranial sacral adjustment and a neurocranial sacral adjustment. Please clear everyone High Self on Chart 5 and Chart 26. Guarantee everybody is 100% clear. Their life path is clear. If you'll please repeat after me, I always like to say this because sometimes we have self-imposed fears on our life path that create things. So I like to say this divine intervention statement, if you will repeat after me. I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now, and I allow it. Thank you. All right, good. Let's get everybody's life path clear, and let's, God, Goddess, Creator of all, please clear and remove any pain, suffering, fear, and lack. Please clear all worldly energies, any planetary energies, any kind of group consciousness programs and patterns that's attached to anyone. Please clear all anger, negativity, hate, rage, victimhood, victimization, any self-punishment, self-sabotage programs or patterns. High Self, please look in everybody's unconscious mind and clear any energies that is causing low self-esteem or negative self-image. Please, Mother God, name those programs and patterns, root branches and seeds, and whoosh them on out now with grace and ease and comfortability. Jesus, please apply a cellular cleanse on everyone. Mother God, would you please clear and open the lineage and clear and remove any programs and patterns that's coming up for anyone and heal the lineage and heal the heart walls. Jesus, would you please awaken everybody's heart and apply a total heart healing? And I'd like to take everybody up to the goddesses. Let's open them up and clear all inner layers, clear their brain, their mind, their inner dialogue, anything that is creating any negative self-talk or negative inner dialogue. Please name it as a whole, root, branches, and seeds. Clear and remove it. High Self, please connect to the limbic system of the brain and clear that on Chart 5 and Chart 26. Guarantee everybody's personal power, peace, and clarity is totally restored. Jesus, would you please put the divine matrix grid on everybody? Clear and clean all of their energies and call it back. Guarantee everyone is grounded to the earth, connected up to Creator in their highest of consciousnesses, in their heart. Guarantee their havingness gauge and their I can have it gauge is working at 100% and connected to Creator of all. Guarantee they're connected to divine supply, their faith gauge, their certainty gauge, their knowingness gauge, their belief gauge. All of it is connected to Creator of all. Guarantee, look in every aspect of them, scan everybody guarantee all fear, pain, suffering, and lack is cleared and removed. Jesus, please tap everybody's organs and glands and body systems, reset and reprogram them to work at optimal levels. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please guarantee everybody's soul is connected to their mind is connected to their body. Any kind of separation or division programs or patterns, clear and remove them. Jesus, would you please clear everybody's rows? Pull anybody out of their growth periods. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, guarantee that everybody's connection to Source is perfect. Guarantee all chakras are reset and reprogrammed. Jesus, would you please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everybody's tree of life, power it up, and apply a life force healing? Mother God, would you please step into everybody's body, empower them, turn on their inner healer, their codes of light? Anything that's been turned off, turn it back on. Please activate everybody's divine spark, their divine feminine spark, their angel light, their divine soul light. Please clear everybody's fifth chakra. Let's take everybody back up to the goddesses and let's lay the icon reconnection total alignment grid on everybody, ground it to the earth, connect it up to Creator of all, and activate that grid. Any programs or patterns that anybody has that is pulling them into the past or into the future, clear and remove those patterns, Mother God, name them and whoosh them on out. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. Jesus, please apply a cellular cleansing, and Mother God, please clear in the lineage and also clear and clean the heart walls. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Please clear any sickness, illness, or disease in anyone. Whoosh it on out and please fill those voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. Guarantee all the powers of all the chakras are turned on. Let's check everybody's spiritual power, their physical power, their mental and emotional power. Turn all those powers on and the creator of those powers. Turn on their energy power, their money power, their wealth power. Turn it on. Turn all the sexual power on. Guarantee all of their powers are on and creating in divine true love. Clear their master manifester. Clear their superconscious mind. Guarantee they are only creating in the positive and creating in love. Please clear and remove any kind of limiting belief systems, any blame, shame, pain, guilt, or self-punishment. Clear and remove it. Please clear all self-doubt, any hate of self, hate of God, hate of life, hate of this planet. Anything that has hate on it, clear and remove it. Any hate seeds and whoosh it on out now and fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. High self, please clear all brain clouds, brain fogs, brain clogs. Anything that is blocking anybody from having everything that they desire in their life, any kind of fear, let's open up everybody's unconscious mind and clear any kind of fears that's blocking everybody or anybody from having everything that they want in their life. Let's look for any kind of programs that is allowing money to control them, lack to control them, fear to control them, pain or suffering to control them. Mother God, please name those programs and patterns in their unconscious or subconscious mind, along with any hell patterns that tells you that this life is a hard life, you're living in hell, it's hard, it's difficult, can't afford to live here, all that stuff. Please name these programs and patterns, root branches and seeds, and move them on out now. Please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. Jesus, please apply a cellular cleansing and fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. Mother God, please heal this in the lineage and clear and clean the heart walls. And clear, Mother God, please name any programs or patterns that are creating and having and holding a broken heart. Please name those programs and patterns, root branches and seeds, and whoosh them all out. Angels of healing, New Way healers, please begin healing any heart wounds, heart scars, along with any soul scars or soul wounds. God, Goddess, Creator of all, could you please apply a miracle healing on everybody's heart and heal their heart to where it is every bit whole. Any pain, suffering, fear, and lack that they have brought forth from any past, present, future, parallel lives to the very beginning of time until now that is affecting and creating and causing this broken heart, please clear and remove it along with any emotions. Guarantee everybody's energies is cleared and cleaned out of their body, out of their spiritual anatomy. Jesus, would you please pull everybody's energy in, clear, close, heal, and seal any holes in their auric field. Clear everybody's band. Guarantee everybody's guide team is 100% angelic. Any outsiders or intruders, unauthorized beings that are on their guide team, Jesus, please escort them away and dissipate them into light. Jesus, would you please open up the door from the other side so that we can feel the heavenly love from our soul friends in heaven? God, Goddess, Creator of all, please raise everybody's physical and auric vibration and their consciousness up to 100%. Jesus, please apply this cellular cleansing. Guarantee all inner conflict, inner turmoil is cleared and removed. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please commune with the soul of everyone's heart and return their heart to peace and love and calmness and forgiveness. Any expectations or goals, judgments or criticisms that have ever been put on anyone, on their soul, on their name, in any past, present, future, parallel lives to the very beginning of time until now, please clear and remove it. Let's return everybody to love. Guarantee all the fear is gone. Anything that is trying to control them, hinder their spiritual growth, please clear and remove it. Jesus, would you please clear everybody's secret, sacred chambers of their heart? Let's start filling everybody up with divine love, their true essence, and their own energy. Angels of abundance, would you please give everybody a healing of your nature? Cupid angels, would you please give everybody a healing of your nature? Guarantee everybody's relationship space and career space is returned to love. Love and peace. Fill them up with that love and fill them up with that peace. Mother God, would you please again step into everybody's body, infuse them with your power, your light, love, and your energy. Jesus, would you please stand behind everyone and infuse them with peace. Apollo, would you please come down and strengthen everyone. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please send everybody the power of the Godhead. Goddesses, please send everybody the power of the Goddess. Jinshin Jitsu healers, would you please come down and give everyone a healing of your nature? Please apply all of the energy flows five times fold along with the organ flows five times fold. Amadeus healers, would you please send the lung code to everyone, the master line to everyone, and the heart healing code to everyone? Angels of the Violet Flame, would you please immerse everyone with the Violet Flame 1,000,000 times fold. Guarantee everybody is connected up to divine supply. Anything or anyone trying to pull their energies, clear cut and remove all etheric cords and psychic ties, guarantee they are 100% clear, one soul in the body, cleared on chart 5 and chart 26, and their personal power, peace, and clarity has been restored. We believe that when you have personal power, peace, and clarity, regardless of what you're going through in your life, you can get through it. And you will get through it. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please fill everybody up with your divine light, love, and agape, and everybody up with their divine essence. Guarantee they're connected to divine supply. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bless everybody with prosperity and abundance, financial peace, financial security. Please clear and remove any energy drains, any money drains, and all reasons for it, any portals that may be in anyone that where they're losing energy. Please restore all of their energy to them and disconnect anything that is pulling their energy from them and raise them up to the level, the vibration, and the frequency of enlightenment and the 12 attributes of God. Power them up, turn them on. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please send in the miracle now. Bless everybody with a happy, joyful life. Whatever anybody is going through out there, God, Goddess, Creator of all, walk with them in their life. Remove all of their fears and replace it with love and peace and the knowingness that you are always working behind the scenes to help everyone in every situation. Ask and you will receive. Okay, folks, this part of the healing is over. I'm going to hand it to Jean, and she's going to sing the Reiki codes, which is a powerful healing in itself. Jean?
Thank you, Charlene, for facilitating that wonderful healing. I just feel fabulous, and I'm sure everyone out there listening feels fabulous as well. So I would like to ask you to please set your intentions for where you would like this Reiki energy to come to you on your body, to your home, to your animals, to anything of this earth, your water, your food, your car. I am sending it really strong to the earth today because today is Earth Day, and I just love the earth. So the first code I will sing is Choke Array, and it's the power symbol, and it opens up the rainbow bridge, and it calls down the power of the white light, and it opens the spirit doorway for healing. It seals, it purifies, and it blesses. The Hun Sha Zhe Shonin is the distance symbol, and that is me sending this distance symbol out so that all of the other energies go straight to you. It's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs healing through past, present, and future, and it goes to every part of the soul. The Seheki is the mental and the emotional symbol, and it opens and it clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity, it clarifies, and it sets boundaries. The Dichotomia is the master symbol, the great purifier, and it enhances and empowers all the other symbols. The Raku is like a lightning bolt that clears obstructions. And the Kriya at the end is about perfect balance and action, and it raises your energy and awareness, and it transforms. And it's about action and creation. Chokore, chokore, chokore. 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 Hansha Zhe Shonin. Hansha Zhe Shonin. Hansha Zhe Hanshaze Shonen. Seki. Da komio. Raku. Seki. Kriya. Kriya. Metakuye Oyasan. Thank you. Charlene, back to you. Thank you, Jean. That was wonderful. Jean has just finished recovering from pneumonia, so I know that singing voice hadn't been singing for a while. So she was doing the best she can. Sounded good to me, Jean. She said it felt good to her. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and do a major house healing. So if you have a home or address or office that you would like to receive this healing, just put that address out there, say it out loud, and it will receive it. All right, in the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and properties and addresses that have been put out here today, and infuse them with so much light, and send these homes and properties and addresses the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all, and waterfall all of them with agape and the highest of creator of all energy, encompassing all the healing energy that's available to us as human beings. Thank you. New Way Healers, would you please come down to everybody's home and property and all these addresses that have been put out here today and remove a million layers and give these homes and properties and addresses a new way healing. Archangel Michael, in the name of the light, would you please come down with your band of mercy and go through all of these homes and properties and addresses and give it a complete spirit releasement, a space clearing, any portals or openings to other dimensions, please clear, close, and block them with light. Somebody please give all of these homes and property a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. Major house healers and psychic smudgers, please give all of these homes and property a major house healing and psychic smudge. Angels of the violet flame, please immerse everybody's home and property and address with the violet flame 1 billion times fold. Guarantee all of these homes and properties are connected up to creator of all, grounded to the earth, and filled with love, peace, happiness, and joy. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please fill up all of these homes and properties with infinite layers of divine healing, transformational roses in every nook and cranny of everybody's home and property, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below, grounded to the earth, connected up to Creator of all. Pop those healing roses and send them down to the center of the earth for transmutation. Please pull all of these homes and property out of struggle and survival and clear and remove any pain, suffering, fear, and lack out of all of these homes and properties. And Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please walk through everybody's home and property and fill it up with divine miracle healing energy, Christ energy, the pink light of unconditional love, and creator of all energy. Thank you. Okay, folks, this major house healing is complete, and we are going to go to the phone lines and to the chat room and start giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. Jean?
Okay, Charlene, I'm going to bring in the first caller, and the last four digits of this caller's number are
0909. Welcome to the New Wave Power Hour.
Good morning, Jean and Charlene. And Jean, you sound wonderful despite the past pneumonia.
Oh, thank you, Ellen.
Yeah, and it's
all
quite
right,
a surprise to hear you on a Saturday morning. And thank you for holding the special show. Thank you.
Well, we just decided we would, you know, Tuesday nights has become a night that we have class right now, and we just decided that we would try a few different, you know, days and maybe just do one Saturday a month and then another day. Well, we'll get it together one day to where we have it all the same every month. But thank you for tuning in with us, Ellen.
Thank you.
Your message today is, it's important that you know that you are being watched over and there are some changes in your life, and the changes that you are making in your life, they're actually for the better. It's important that you see the big picture in these changes that you're making. You have a lion working with you, feminine power, leadership, and assertion. And just know that you... Have you been, like, asking for help with something particular?
Very definitely.
All right. Well, just know that your prayers are being heard or answered, and always know to be specific in what you're asking for, because, you know, they're right there ready to help you in anything that you know, that you're asking for. So that's the big message, is just to know that they're listening and it's on its way. And know that these changes that you're making, they are positive. And you'll see the big picture. Okay?
Thank you so much. And have a wonderful weekend, both of you. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, the next caller on the line that is waiting on a message, the last four digits of your number are 6114. Welcome to the New Wave Power Hour.
Hi, y'all. There's a little background noise. I'm at a baseball game.
Hey, Becky. Okay, I'll
hear your message.
All right, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she's saying that it's time to make a decision, saying that working with you helps stay strong, and to remind you that there are times when you need to step back and allow places to unnaturally. And she's also saying this is time to make a new change in your life. And it'll be for the positive. And I'm seeing a whole lot of fairies around you that are working with you. Good luck with that, Becky, and thanks for calling in the show.
Okay, y'all, that was really broken up. When you get off the show, could you text me some of that? It's just a really bad reception right here.
We'll text you, but you can also go back and listen to it.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 9802. Welcome to the New Wave Power Hour.
Hey, it's Neely. How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing good.
Hey.
All right.
Good.
Neely, your guardian angel, first of all, you have a zebra working with you, which is about seeing between the lines. Seeing the big picture, things are not black and white. Your guardian angel is just calling you on you. She says she has been working with you at night, going over your soul chart and showing you, like, what your next step is, what direction to go in. And she says pay attention to new ideas that's coming to you. Because it's her sending you messages about what your next step is. And she says, keep your thoughts positive, because, you know, you may think that where you're at in your life is that you should be somewhere else, but she's saying you're exactly where you're supposed to be, and there's a big lesson in it. So that's why it's important to look at the bigger picture here.
Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a good day.
You have a great weekend. Bye.
Okay, Charlene, we're going to go ahead and switch to the chat room. And we have several chat room guests that would like a message. And the first one is Paul. And, Paul, your guardian angel is saying that she wants you to know that she says your daughter is really watched over by the angels. She's saying that sometimes you have some concerns about, you know, her safety, but your guardian angel is assuring you that your daughter is watched over and protected, and that's a real solid thing. And your guardian angel is also saying it's time to remember who you are. She says you're waking up, but there are some distractors in your life as you walk your path, and this is a challenge for you. But she's saying it's important that you remember who you are, because you are very loved, and that there are many on the other side, and they're showing me like five people on the other side that are your cheering section. They're pulling for you. I'm seeing a bluebird with you, and that's about knowing the truth through intuition. And I'm also seeing a bear with you, and that's about protection and introspection. So thank you, Paul, for being a constant in the chat room and logging into the show and following the show. We really appreciate you. Thanks a bunch. Okay, Charlene, the next person on the list is Elise.
All right, Elise. Your guardian angel is saying that something you have been seeking in your life recently, and it has to do with career, is on its way, and it's important for you to stay hopeful and positive about it. You actually have a squirrel working with you, and the squirrel is about gathering and hoarding your nuts, saving it for, you know, not necessarily hard times, but just, you know, how they save it for the winter. You know, it's always about finances and saving money and preparing for the future. And your guardian angel is saying that you're on the right track in manifesting and bringing that future that you're seeking, which is, you know, which is the retirement, and that you're safe, and that it's, that you are going to have what you want. So that's her biggest message to you. Also, she is talking about movement, and she, when she's talking about moving, she's like moving forward, exercising and moving your body. She said it would make you feel better and it would enhance your vitality. So thanks for calling into the show or tapping in the chat room, Elise.
Okay, the next chat room guest that would like a message is Regina. And Regina, your guardian angel is encouraging you to explore your options. She says there is a situation that is presenting itself to you, and if it hasn't presented it to you yet, to be aware and conscious of, she's wanting you to explore your options. And she's saying that you're being guided and directed, and to know that you are in this situation. She's also saying that it's important that you stand up for your beliefs. And she says that you are real solid in your beliefs, but she's just saying there are those who would kind of poke at you and test your beliefs, but she's saying be courageous and stand up for what you believe in, and you will be supported not only by her, by your guardian angel, but also by the divine. You have a turtle with you to help, and the turtle is keeping you in the present moment and grounded, and you also have a bluebird with you, and the bluebird is about happiness, that really wonderful vibration of happiness. And the bluebird is saying that bluebird is there with you at this time because there are some things that are tapping at your happiness. But just know that happiness is there for you. So, Regina, thank you so much for following the show, and we really appreciate you. Okay, Charlene, this is the last person that has requested a message, and it is Catherine.
Okay, Catherine, your guardian angel is saying that your faith and your prayers
is just bringing life changes to you, and it's changing hearts of others all around you. And it's important that you know that you have a really big mission in this life, and it's nothing to be afraid of in this big mission. And you are being called forth to do it, and in the gathering process of this mission, which you are still gathering, you are still being used as a vessel of healing for others just by your presence. And your guardian angel is saying that you are to be commended for, you know, just being such a loving person, and just being an understanding person. It's like I'm seeing the hand of God come down and shake your hand and saying, good job for the changes you've made in your life and your heart changing, and it's just changing so much. And just know that it's time to really, really open up to what you're supposed to do here. And I recommend, because I'm getting this message for you to ask, you know. I did that at a time in my life where you said, what am I here for? Is there a higher purpose? What is it? You know, and of course you've got to listen. And your guardian angel wants you to know that you are safe, secure, and protected in every way. And it's important for you to know that you're protected, you're secure in money. You have a giraffe working with you, which is about seeing beyond and prophecy. Guardian angel is saying stay in the present moment while you are gathering for this. You will be led and the door will open. Ask and you will receive. So thanks, everyone, for tuning into this Saturday show. It is not our normal day, you know, but we do recommend for everybody to go back and listen to these shows in the archives. And that's why, you know, regardless of how many people we normally, the chat room and the phone lines are filled up. But the thing is, even if they're not, we do this show for y'all to put out these healings so that you can go back and get these healings. Because right now on this planet, it can be very difficult and very challenging energetically. A lot of people are tired and fatigued, are having trouble holding, you know, real positive energies and their joy levels up. So that's why we do this show. We will be back next month. We're going to do this twice a month, every month. Mercury is in retrograde. It goes out, I think, May 3rd. We will not be planning a show until after that. So probably around May 5th, you can check our website. And it will show our new dates, and I will post something on Facebook. So thanks so much for joining in, and we appreciate y'all following the show. Jean, would you please take us out with a prayer?
I would be happy to, Charlene. Creator of all, I ask you to please bless everyone listening to the New Way Power Hour live now and in the archives, with peace, happiness, and joy in their lives as they walk their path. I ask that you commune with them and bring them in their heart and in their highest consciousness as they walk their path with you. Please lead and guide them, bless them, protect them on all levels of existence, and let thy will be done. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning as we mix it up a little bit and try some different days and times. It was very fun, and as always, Charlene, it is a pleasure working together. She just saluted me, and it's always a pleasure to see everyone out in the chat room and on the phone line. Have a blessed Earth Day. Get out there and dig your toes in some dirt and grass and give blessings to the earth. Thank you, and have a good day, everyone. Bye-bye.